I'm Bernardo Huberman, a senior HP fellow and director of the Information Social Computing Laboratory. And my main interest and research here at Hewlett-Packard is on harvesting knowledge from people in organizations and other groups. And in particular, I'm very interested in the interplay between social behavior and information technology. We've designed a number of mechanisms, for instance, to predict the future using groups of people, placing bets on outcomes, and we have ways of measuring the risk attitude. So when they place those bets, we know whether or not they're being risk-averse or risk-seeking, so we can actually do a good job of that. We have also designed mechanisms for extracting information from the cloud and presenting it to people very easily and seamlessly. We have ways of printing from a phone, accessing information from a phone. And in particular, we are very, very concerned, I'm doing a lot of work on this whole issue of how is it that people pay attention to certain things as opposed to others? What's the role that novelty and popularity play in this?
You mean, when you said extracting from the cloud, you mean the cloud on the internet or the web?
You're right. I'm sorry. This is a tech speak. You're absolutely right. There's this whole notion that today most of the interesting stuff doesn't reside in servers inside a company and enterprise, but it's actually out there in the internet and in the web. And since most content today is being produced by people and it's there in the internet and a lot of opinions are essentially expressed about these things, we have a way to actually extract it.
So you're looking at like an individual, like my teenage daughter's on Facebook, she's looking at certain things, leaving messages, aggregate that to tens of thousands or millions of people. Are you looking for patterns?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we look at millions. We look at how millions of people eventually converge or don't converge on an opinion about a book, a product, a movie. How is it that opinions form about political issues, about the image of a company, and so on. And we actually have access to a very, very large groups. As you said, hundreds of thousands of millions are what actually constitute our experimental testbed.
So this is almost like in putting it in terms of politics. It's not looking at how a few representatives vote. It's like how does everybody, in quotes, vote by their activities.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I believe that this whole notion of public opinion, how this collective intelligence expresses itself, is fascinatingly interesting and also very useful. It determines whether or not people buy certain products, hate others, go to certain spots for vacation, read certain kinds of news or not others, and so on.
And then you I know, have made a very fascinating video as part of the new launch of HP Labs today, where you were at a racetrack. So when you say place bets, you mean literally the gambling field?
Yes, not gambling in a casino, but when people place bets at a racetrack, actually, if you look at the odds, it tells you very, very accurately the probability that a given horse is going to win. Mm. So the idea of tapping into the wisdom of the crowd, so to speak, is an extremely powerful one. We do that with things like horse races, but now we turn this into a tool that you can use inside an enterprise to predict, say, the future revenues, mm-hmm. the likelihood a certain product will have an uptake. We are also very interested in future prices of certain components that we buy, and so on and so on.
But you don't have a system that will guarantee I could win at the races next week?
No, we don't have that.
Oh, darn. Okay, well, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome.